This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today on this last weekend of the month. And we have a giant show for you. We have one of my dearest friends of all time. He wrote a song about what's happening on the streets of America these days. And we're going to be talking to him about that. Pat Boone will be joining us. Later on, Dr. Michelle Oakley will be here from Yukon Vet on National Geographic. Calling in from Rome. He was with us a couple of weeks ago. He's back. Newt Gingrich will be on the program from Discovery Channel's Expedition Unknown, Josh Gates. Doris Kearns Goodwin will be joining us, a premier presidential historian. Her book is called Leadership in Turbulent Times. We're going to talk about Wild Bill Hickok with Tom Flavin, and then the Blue-Gray Girl talking about how to spend summer the right way, Kelly Page. And that's all coming up this week.
What's the easiest way to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables? Balance of Nature. By simply removing the water and air, Balance of Nature can take 31 whole fruits and vegetables and put them into quick and easy to eat capsules. With just 3 fruit capsules and 3 veggie capsules, you get the equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. That's a lot of stored energy that your body will love. So if you're looking for an easier way to get clean energy, go to balanceofnature.com and order your bottles of sunshine today. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Can't we get along? If I offer you my hand, would you refuse? We've all got so much to gain and everything to lose.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today. Normally, when we have a star, the magnitude of my next guest, we come in playing his song. But I know that he has had so much of his soul put into the song because he not only wrote it, he also did the music for it. It's actually sung by a lady by the name of Wendy Moulton. It is called Can't We Get Along? Joining us right now is my friend of almost 50 years, the icon himself, Mr. Pat Boone.
Hello, Ron.
Hi, Pat. How are you, my friend?
Do run, run. I'm doing good. Thank you.
Well, I'm so glad to hear your voice again, Pat.
That 50 rolls off the tongue easily, but wow, it still startles me when I realize that I have turned 86. I've heard myself say, boy, I'd like to be 80 again.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because when I was growing up, everybody said, the kid. I used to get mad. I'd say, what do you mean the kid? I'm, 22. What do you think? I'm not a kid. Now
sure.
They call me the kid.
I
want to hug them.
I was in my 50s and still thought I was the kid. Yeah.
I know that feeling. Hey, congratulations on this song. You have always been a supporter of law enforcement, civil rights for decades. You have reissued a 4-track recording this week. featuring law enforcement songs from like 2,300 songs that you recorded over a 60-plus career. This special edition was originally produced in association with the United States Deputy Sheriff's Association to raise awareness for its law enforcement training program offered for free to officers all across the nation. Pat, thank you for doing that.
Well, it sure is timely, isn't it? I mean, now we got these cries in the midst of all the riots and the carnage to defund the police, as if there was somewhere to turn. There are no police. Where in the world do we turn when we're in desperate trouble? There was a woman in a drugstore as in the midst of our crises and protests here in Los Angeles in the last few weeks. I was in the drugstore with my mask on, and these six girls came in black outfits and carrying placards that they had created with filthy language. This one had this big card that she had made herself in bold letters: "All cops are bastards." And I wanted to take my mask off or even just talk to her, and I knew it would create a scene. I wanted to say, let me ask you, when you get home tonight after this quote, supposedly peaceful protest, and somebody's trying to break into your house, are you going to call for one of these bastards to come help you? I mean, it's so idiotic and crazy. But, I've been writing songs of support for the police, civil rights and equality songs. And now, all of a sudden, one that I wrote for Rodney King back in the L.A. riots,
right.
"Can't We Get Along, Can't We Just Be Friends," I wrote the song then, didn't know what to do with it until now, and I realize it's an anthem for now. I think God gave me the words and the music. Wendy sings it as it ought to be sung with a black chorus, and it's going viral. Man, I'm so happy, Ron, that the video, which shows news clips of people actually doing what the song's calling for, reaching out to each other, embracing each other, kneeling together, raising their arms together, praying together, comforting each other, and black, white, old, young, men, women, you can see it happening before your eyes when you see the video. It's on YouTube. And it's free for anybody and everybody, and it is going viral. Thank God, at last, there's a musical bridge to try to get across this chasm.
I watched the video this morning, Pat, and it's very chilling to watch it. You know, you had penned the words to Exodus.
Yeah.
Now, you have said this yourself, that since you wrote the words to Exodus, this is the next important song that you wrote.
Yeah, I've written a lot of message songs.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not like Paul Simon or John Lennon or... And the trouble is that sometimes the things that the messages I'm trying to convey in music are not the popular message.
Mm-hmm.
It's always calling for reconciliation, for understanding. I wrote a song for the military called "For My Country," for the National Guard, because they didn't have a well-known song. And we are out here in another country doing stuff we don't want to do. This isn't our home, but we do what we do for our country, fighting the wars there on their soil instead of on ours. Well, now we're having to fight battles on our own soil.
Right.
I was trying to stall that with music supporting our troops, and then the police, and then the civil rights leaders, and so on. I wrote Martin Luther King's words, set those to music. I had a dream, and did a video on his life. I just keep at it. I keep writing things, hoping that musically I can touch people and either calm the riots or inspire helpful actions. And some say, well, it's just a song. You know, you can't solve this with a song. As the video and the song show, if people start talking to people as equals and with love and peace in their eyes and not hatred, we can accomplish things. We can come up with new policies. We can make things better, but we've got to realize that just one race, it's the human race.
That's right. You know, you received the first ever Michael the Archangel Award from the National Association of Chiefs of Police. The whole theory over the years has always been in support of police and support of all kinds of people. I remember back on the days of the CBS TV show where you had the likes of Nat King Cole, Pearl Bailey,
yeah,
Count Basie, Ella Fitzgerald, Johnny Mathis. You invited everybody on. I mean, there could never be a person in this world that could say that you never gave all areas of human race a chance.
That was my goal. I mean, I started out, I thought I was going to be a teacher preacher, Ron, and I didn't dream I could actually have a career as a singer, although I loved to sing and I had opportunities. But when the opportunities came, I felt that God was giving me a platform. And yes, Tutti Frutti and Long Tall Sally and Rip It Up and Ain't That a Shame were part of the platform.
Well, yeah, that's yeah, exactly God, right.
God gave me a platform built on rock and roll. And from that, I went into movie themes and patriotic themes. And in the rock era, I recorded the first million-selling hymn album because I knew kids would buy anything I was recording. So I recorded an album of hymns I wanted them to know. And I've just kept at that all this time. And during the Vietnam War, I wrote songs called Wish You Were Here, Buddy, supporting the troops in Vietnam against all the draft card burning and all the protests. I didn't know why we were there, but I knew that thousands and thousands of our young men were there because Uncle Sam asked them to be there. And so I was supporting the troops back then, and the song was a country hit, Wish You Were Here, Buddy. But people thought that I was calling for war, which I wasn't. In fact, I then wrote a song, What If They Gave a War and No One Came?
I remember that.
And it's a, and it's a really good song. But so I've been a message song writer, but that's not the way I'm thought of, not yet. Maybe over time, as people look back on my career, they'll realize that I wasn't just singing for my own gratification and to make money and to be popular. I was really trying to use a platform I felt God had given me with my family. We were a family act for 8 years because I wasn't going to leave my four pretty teenage girls at home without their daddy. I brought them on the road with me, and daddy could keep his eyes on them at 24 hours a day in those crucial times in their lives. And then they grew up and they married fine Christian husbands, and I've got 16 grandkids now and 10 great-grandkids, 11 great-grandkids.
Goodness.
You know you're old if your baby daughter is a grandmother.
I know. I've had dinner a couple of times with Debbie in Branson and can't believe she's a grandmother either.
Well, she is several times.
Yeah, I know that. Since the last time we chatted, my sympathy that Shirley passed away. I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but you know, people think that phrase is not quite accurate. She just moved upstairs. I mean, when she passed, she just left that beautiful body, and we'd been married for 65 years.
Right.
But she went to a mansion where she's waiting for me, where the who built the mansion for us, the one who said that where I am, there you may be also. So I'm looking forward to our reunion in the not-too-distant future, but it's funny, I've got a Cocker Spaniel named Shadow, so it's me and my shadow, all alone and feeling blue.
I hope you don't meet too soon, even though I know that's going
to
happen to
you. Yeah, I look forward to it, but I'm not in a hurry.
Not in a hurry. I got to tell you this real quick. I will never forget the opportunity that you gave me as a singer. You're an opening act in several cities back in 1972. I appreciated that so much.
Well, listen, I appreciate talking to you again, and I hope we do it again.
Let's do it again, Pat. Stay safe, my friend, okay?
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Pat. Pat Boone. That man has been around for so long, reinvents himself. He's a class act. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today. I enjoy when our next guest is with us. She is quite a lady. There is no question about it. When they say that doctors no longer make house calls, you can't include our next guest. However, she is a veterinarian, so if you have a problem with a cold or a pain in your arm, I don't know if she can help you. But if you have an animal that does, she'll be there on the spot. New season of Yukon Vet premiered last month. It's Saturday nights on National Geographic. Joining us right now in the star of Yukon Vet, Dr. Michelle Oakley. Doctor, welcome back to the show. Good to have you here, and congratulations on yet another season of this terrific program.
Yeah, thank you. It's exciting to be, you know, six seasons, and, you know, a little information is we're filming the seventh season right now, too, so we're going.
Boy, I must tell you, though, this is not an easy job that you have. You know, you are in the real rough of things. You go to places that people don't even have electricity sometimes. You're really off the grid, if you will, throughout Canada, Scandinavia, Sri Lanka, Europe. How did this whole thing come about? I mean, I know there was a little bit of a nickname given to you on the first time around, the Squirrel Girl, but include that story and how you got involved with being a veterinarian, not on a busy street in Cincinnati, you know what I'm saying?
Way back, Squirrel Girl, that was the nickname my husband gave me when I first came to the Yukon. He wasn't my husband then. I went to University of Michigan for my undergrad degree in zoology, and they had a project where you could go up and study wildlife in the Yukon, and it was a ground squirrel study and kind of looking at ground squirrels and everything that eats them, which is, you know, lynx, wolves, coyotes, bears, all kinds of eagles and other raptors. So it was a pretty interesting study. And like I said, my husband is from up there. So, and I had big, chubby squirrel cheeks, so he called me Squirrel Girl.
There you go.
Term of endearment.
Did you always want to be in this business? I mean, I have friends of mine that are veterinarians, and they want to set up a nice practice, a nice downtown storefront. That's certainly not what you're confronted with.
No, I always wanted to be a vet, but I have to admit I was torn because I always wanted to be out in the wild. And I grew up, you know, watching like the Nat Geo Explorers. Like, you know, I was, every minute I was watching Jane Goodall and, you know, Diane Fossey and some of those women who were like pioneering wildlife work, you know, back 70s and 80s. And it just kind of came together when I started doing this wildlife work and I still wanted to be a vet. It's like, well, I want to come up here and, you know, not only work with wildlife, but help the people up there. The bond between the people and their animals in the north, you know, people, it's not just about pets. I mean, it's for sure their family members and pets, but people depend on their dogs for, you know, letting them know when bears are around. You need to, if you're doing any kind of fishing, any kind of traveling out in the bush in the Yukon, you've got to be watching for bears. And it's just kind of a way of life, and your dog is there by your side. And moose, too, it helps having a dog. You get a heads up, and you can avoid the situation. And, you know, I even have dogs that are therapy dogs. I have a little boy who travels all the time from a very remote native community, and he travels to have surgeries several times a year, and he's got a therapy dog that goes with them. It hangs out with him in the yard when he's playing, and it just, you know, is just there to make everything easier.
You're from Indiana originally. I mean, why into Canada and the Yukon? Wouldn't you find the same kind of things happening in desolate parts of the United States?
You know, when I went up to do the study, I went to University of Michigan, and when I went up to do the study in the Yukon, I just fell in love with the place. I mean, the Yukon and Alaska is right next door. I mean, it's an unbelievable expanse of wilderness. It's really not like most places anywhere else in the lower 48, because bigger than Texas, and there's about 35,000 people that live there. That's it. And they're mostly in the capital city called Whitehorse, you know, so it's this huge intact ecosystem and just amazing mountains. It's true wilderness, and it's really incredible when you're there. You just get hooked. And I've tried to leave a few times, and I've traveled, but it gets in your blood, and you can't leave it.
Yes, it keeps calling you back. I've seen you in helicopters with darts shooting at bison. I've seen you with wolverines. I've seen you perform surgery on bears and on jaguars. I mean, this is not normal stuff from the standpoint of what a veterinarian sees every day. Why do you go after, with the darts, the animals from the sky? Is that to tag them or just to check their health?
Both. So, you know, a big part of making sure that these huge expanses of wildlife and, you know, these populations stay that way, especially in a changing climate, you know, where parasites can take off, diseases are changing and being traveled and being taken all over the world, you know, and we have disease outbreaks that we never had before. You need to check in on these populations. You need to know, even when they're healthy, kind of what that looks like. And the best way we have to do that right now is, you know, to tag them and to follow them. And when we do that, we also take samples. So I have a portable ultrasound. I can check, you know, look inside and make sure everything looks good. I take blood samples. You know, I take fecal samples. We look for parasites and any kind of viruses and stuff. So, and then we put, you know, small collars on them that just get smaller every year, which is great, like really lightweight. And they're satellite, and they'll send us information of where that animal travels throughout its life by satellite. We don't have to even go out and bother it, you know. And then you can press a button eventually, and the collar drops off after a couple of years. So it's amazing technology, and that's what we need to make sure we can keep these populations going and stay on top of it.
And your three daughters help you out on this too, don't they?
Yeah, that's been, you know, I was going to say the best part of the show, but I'd say the best part of life for me, to be honest, is having those girls with me by my side. And it was a conscious decision when I was, you know, I used to work for government as just a wildlife vet, and then I decided to leave because I had little kids and I was doing a ton of traveling where I wasn't seeing my family. And so I started a mixed practice, and I still do the wildlife work, you know, on contract, but most of my time now is a mixed practice traveling all over. And the girls from when they were tiny just wanted to be helping. They, you know, they would just hand me things, or they'd run around the farm and, you know, chase the goats, or, you know, whatever they were doing. And just having them with me was great. And now, you know, my older two are 21 and 20.
Wow.
And it's like they're so skilled, you know, they're great at, you know, they help me work on bears and moose and muskox. And sometimes that's terrifying, but most of the time I'm just so proud of them. And they're just such a good help. Like, I depend on them now.
Oh, that's so cool. Also an adjunct professor at the University of Calgary's College for Veterinary Medicine, and also travels back to the Calgary Zoo on several occasions. Do you still do the Saturday morning series, Wilderness Vet?
Yes, so that, I believe, is still going. That's made by NBC, and it's taken from the Yukon Vet Show, so like the Nat Geo Wild Show, and then it's made into, you know, shorter, because I think our Nat Geo Wild Show is an hour, and the Wilderness Vet Show is a half hour, so they kind of take all of our Yukon Vet episodes and make them into this Wilderness Vet Show, too. So it's fun to be able to share it on two different networks, but all the original and new stuff comes out on Nat Geo Wild. Like, our new season right now is airing on every Saturday on Nat Geo Wild. And then we're also filming a seventh season right now, so we're still going. We're making new episodes, so it's fun to keep sharing this with everybody.
You are quite a lady. There's no doubt about it. And the name of the show is Dr. Oakley, Yukon Vet, as she mentioned, the good doctor. Saturdays on National Geographic Channel, and the sixth season is now, and the seventh season is coming. Doctor, you are always welcome here. You're fascinating, and thank you for what you do. It's great television.
I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you very much for having me. Thanks for watching. watching, everybody.
Thank you for coming back. Dr. Michelle Oakley has been our guest. Boy, I tell you something, it is a good show. And she's, as I mentioned before, she's a terrific lady, boy. She interesting as can be. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The fight continues for the end of police brutality. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst believes that mayors of cities with autonomous zones are not doing their jobs.
They're not trying to find solutions with racial injustice. They're not sitting down and having those dialogues. They're just allowing anarchists to take over in these zones. What about all of those other residents and business owners? They really are suffering through this.
Senator Ernst is introducing a bill that would defund cities that allow for autonomous zones. In New York, hundreds of protesters camped outside City Hall. The protesters are part of a national movement that seeks to regulate police, hoping for more spending on other needs like housing and education. Police officials have warned that the budget cut is coming at a time when the city has seen a surge in shootings during the first 3 weeks in June. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Sedgy today. I had the pleasure about 3 weeks ago of having our next guest on the air. We've invited him back and talking about his brand new book called Trump and the American Future. And he is calling from Rome, where his wife is, of course, United States Ambassador to the Vatican. He's a presidential candidate from 2012, Speaker of the House between 1995 and 1999. Joining us right now, the Honorable Newt Gingrich. Hello, Mr. Speaker. How are you? Welcome to the show again. Nice to have you here, my friend.
It's great to be back. Actually, you know, Rome is opening up. They went through a really scary period because there are about 100,000 Chinese workers in northern Italy. The virus really got out of hand up north around Milan and Bergamo, but now it's pretty much getting under control. Restaurants are back open, museums are open, movie theaters could open with sort of every other seat. Things here are beginning to improve, and we're frankly hoping they'll improve enough in the U.S. so we can come home pretty soon. We were locked down from the 10th of March until about a week ago.
Well, I remember the last time we talked, you were in quarantine, but, you know, things are starting to open up here, but I live in Orlando, Florida, and, boy, the things spiked like crazy in the last couple of days. So it's a tough situation that we're in, and that brings us to the book, because you wrote this book in March of this year, 2020, and your main emphasis is how in this current environment, local and state governments have an increased power comparable to that of an all-out war. This even prior to the fact of what's happened in the last couple of weeks with the George Floyd killing. Let's start, though, with the pandemic. You talk about how the United States government and people who live in it are going to go through several changes, in fact, four to be exact, because of the results of what has happened during the pandemic. Could you outline that?
Yeah, I think people are going to learn a lot more about working from home, and that's going to lead to very substantial changes in, for example, office buildings. They're also going to learn to participate now in a variety of Zoom sessions. That's going to have a huge impact on conferences. That has a big secondary effect on airlines, hotels, restaurants, you name it. I think also they're going to be more skeptical public health authorities who tell them exactly what they're supposed to believe, because they've now lived through a period where they don't necessarily know exactly what's going on. So I think in that sense, there's probably going to be a healthy reaction. Finally, I think in a lot of places where you see officials make decisions that are purely political, you have to wear your face mask unless, of course, you want to demonstrate, or it's okay to have a gathering unless it's a church. You down this kind of list of things, and I think people are going to become pretty fed up with elected officials deciding that they are dictators of our lives, and as opposed to people who execute the law. So I do think we will come out of this with some significant conversations, and then that's going to be compounded dramatically by the aftermath of what happened with George Floyd and the reaction to his murder, which I think was really a turning point in the American dialogue about where we are and what we need to do.
But it's a difficult thing. We're talking about, number one, health, which is very difficult to put your hand on. You never know when bad health is going to strike. And now we're talking about racial unrest. Is there an immediate solution to either one? I mean, you talk about the fact that, and I think everybody knows this, Republican or Democrat, that the leftists tried everything in the past 4 years to discredit the president. Now, talking about this racial unrest, disposing of the police departments, do you think that this is another chapter in that? I think back to 1968. But one of the things that we had in common, the Democrats and the Republicans, in 1968's racial unrest, both sides were looking for a solution. I don't see that happening today.
I think that the divide in America is much different today. It's easy to forget, by the way, the left was in the late 60s. I mean, there were 2,500 bombings in the United States in 1971-72. The left waged war. The Black Panthers wanted to kill police. And it was really a concerted effort, but it didn't last very long because most people thought it was nuts, and because what's happened is you've had three generations of brainwashing at elite universities. And the result is, for example, what you just saw happen at the New York Times, where publishing a conservative senator's op-ed was such a horrendously bad thing that the staff rebelled and forced the firing of the opinion editor at the New York Times that didn't fit the true faith. Well, that couldn't have happened back in the 60s. And I think in that sense there's a much bigger left today than there was 30 or 40 years ago. And because they're not just in newsrooms, but they're also in corporate structures, so that the large corporations are totally infiltrated just by the act of hiring these graduates. And you end up with a much bigger left-wing movement. And I think large parts of it, frankly, are just crazy. You know, the idea you're going to defund the police. Minneapolis City Council, after a week of rioting, could actually talk about replacing the police. Or the fact that the mayor of Seattle, faced with people having announced that they were seceding from the United States and establishing an independent country of six square blocks in downtown Seattle, could say this will be like Haight-Ashbury in 1965, and this will be our summer of love. That's her phrase, summer of love.
Yeah, I saw that.
For thugs who have taken over the... The stuff is very different than we were, say, 40 years ago.
You talk about the 2020 election being a decisive one. Let's go back to the book for a second, where you talk about the three things that build a following, and you outline what Trump did. Noise wins, first of all. Politics is combat, and social media beats normal media. And Trump invented this. Now, I've been in the media business for 55 years. It's really a shame what they're doing. They are playing to a segment that is not the, if I can use the Nixon term, the silent majority.
Yeah, I think that they've done a great deal to discredit themselves. But I thought it was an interesting moment. CNN decided to carry the president's speech at West Point live. I don't know if that's because CNN's beginning to feel the heat. When you have things like what happened at the Philadelphia Inquirer, where the editor was also forced to resign, or what happened at the New York Times, what you're going to end up with, I think, is a country that simply shrugs them off and doesn't believe them. And that's an enormous risk for them to run. Meanwhile, I think the country's talking to itself. And the question is, in part, what are the goals we try to set? My view is that white guilt is a lot less important than black success. That if we were to have a conversation about how do we make sure that every young African-American has a realistic and genuine opportunity to succeed, that's a really important conversation. But running around trying to get highly educated people to confess their guilt in a Mao-like setting resembling the collectivism of China strikes me as both dangerous because it's totalitarian and destructive because it doesn't get you to a solution. I mean, guilt is not a solution.
Right.
And what we
right.
need in this country are solutions.
What is the goal, Mr. Speaker, of the Democratic Party in 2020? I mean, they must know somewhere in the back of their minds at 3 o'clock in the morning when they wake up that Joe Biden may have been at one time a great candidate. I mean, what is their solution for that end of the deal?
You can't think about Biden. You have to think about Biden, Schumer, and Pelosi as a machine. And you have to recognize that their goal is keeping Biden hidden allows him to defeat Trump. Then they're perfectly happy to have a president who will then be guided by Schumer and Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
And I just did a newsletter in which I outlined what the first year of a Biden-Schumer-Pelosi regime would be like. And I think it would be, frankly, horrifying because I think they've learned a great deal. They would want to turn the whole country into California, make it impossible for Republicans to ever win again, and in the process virtually guarantee a very long depression. Because all of their policies would scare capital and business away and would discourage people from starting new companies, we'd be right back at even slower growth than we had under Obama. Democrats are an amazing machine for the purpose of acquiring power. And when you realize, for example, they've run Chicago, they've had the mayor of Chicago for 89 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about that.
That's a heck of a role.
The mayor of Baltimore for 56 years. In fact, Pelosi's father and her brother were both mayors of Baltimore.
Yeah.
So they have been ruining these cities for several generations, pay no consequence for it, get reelected and tell the rest of us we should feel guilty for their failures.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours. By the way, let me be the first to wish you a happy birthday coming up this week.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very kind of you.
I have one tomorrow, so we're kind of the same Gemini here.
Pretty cool, yeah. I was going to say we're both Gemini.
Yeah. Trump and the American Future, Solving the Great Problems of Our Time, written by our guest, the Honorable Newt Gingrich. Mr. Gingrich, you must come back and join us again.
I'll tell Woody and we'll try to come back.
And
all
Mr.
Right?
Speaker, thank you again. Stay safe.
We'll do it.
And there's more to come with Ron Segee today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, I've been doing the show for almost 30 years. You get to make friends. And our next guest is one of those friends. He's a fascinating guy, and I love what he does. And he's got a successful television show that he's had for a long time. He's an adventurer. He's a TV personality. He's an author. And he's the host and executive producer of Discovery Channel's huge hit, the series Expedition Unknown. Joining us right now is our friend, Josh Gates. Hi, Josh. How are you? Welcome back.
I'm very well, sir. Happy to be back.
It's good talking with you. I always enjoy our discussions, and now this one even becomes more enjoyable because what it's all about. I don't know how you do all the things that you do. I am dead serious, and we've talked about this before. Scuba diver, photographer, you've been in subsea excavations in the Mediterranean. You've been in the African desert, in Antarctica. I mean, you have been in more than 100 countries, and I don't want to sound like a dope, Josh. I didn't even know there was 100 countries.
It's true. I get around. I do get around.
Yeah. Well, this episode of Expedition Unknown, which airs, by the way, 9 o'clock p.m. on the Discovery Channel, is pretty fascinating. It's about a secret book authored by a gentleman by the name of Byron Price.
That's right. Says, I always describe it as the greatest game you've never heard of.
Okay.
And this guy, Byron Price, he published this book in 1982, and it's a treasure hunt. And it's a really, you know, kind of brazen thing that he did, which is that he went out and he buried 12 treasure boxes in 12 parks across America. And then he published this book to help you find them. And to find each box, you have to match a painting in the book with a poem, with a verse. You use the painting and the verse together to unscramble where this box is buried. And these puzzles are hard. You know, they involve history and literature and geography, and they're tough. And so he publishes the book in 82. Within a year, these three teenagers in Chicago find the first box buried in Grant Park in Chicago. They're these three Dungeons and Dragons kind of nerdy kids, and they found a copy of the book, and they realized that one of the paintings was depicting Chicago in a kind of hidden way, and they found the box. Then 20 years went by, and nobody found one, until two lawyers discovered a second box that was buried in Cleveland. And so two down, 10 to go. And that's where the story has kind of ended. In 2005, after the second box was found, the author tragically passed away in a car accident. And he never wrote down the solutions to the remaining 10 puzzles. And it's like something out of a movie. And so for the last 15 years, nobody has been able to advance the game. And we've made two shows on The Secret, which is the name of the book. And I've never had a viewer response like we've had from these two shows. I have now received thousands and thousands of emails from people who claim that they know where a box is buried. Or maybe they do, but they don't have it in hand, you know? And so I got one email about a week and a half ago from a guy in Boston who said, look, I know where the third box is buried. And he sent along a photo of a broken piece of ceramic, and I'm one of probably a handful of people in the world that have seen the other two boxes, and this broken piece of ceramic looked a lot like something off of one of the other boxes. And so I called him up, and I said, what is this? Where did you get this? And where's the rest of it? And he said, come to Boston, and I will show you what this is, and I'll reveal all. And I got on a plane and flew to Boston. And that's what our show is about, is this incredible adventure trying to find the third box.
That's a pretty slick way to sell books there. Byron was right on top
exactly.
of it. Exactly. Okay. Do you win anything? And there's a reason I asked that.
Right. So the boxes are made of ceramic, and inside each box is a ceramic key, which I think the author did on purpose so that you can't metal detect for the boxes, which is also very slick. If you find one of the keys, you turn it into the author. In this case, you turn it into his widow, who is maintaining the prize. You turn in the key, and you receive a precious gem. There are 12 precious gems awarded, one for each of the 12 boxes. So you get a gem, but what you really get is bragging rights. You know, right now there are three kids from Chicago, two guys from Cleveland, so you got five people in the world that have managed to fish these things out of the ground. So you really join a pretty elite winner's circle. You know, people love puzzles, and so people have just been obsessing over this for 40 years.
Now, what's the value of the gem, Josh?
A few thousand, probably. Okay. I mean, nothing crazy. I mean, like I said, you're not going to retire off it.
Are the boxes, or the ones that have been found, because obviously the other 10 we don't know where they're at, are they on private property or public property?
So this is one of the really interesting, and you could argue, fatal flaws of the puzzle. They're on public property, but they're in public parks. Now, in 1982, when Byron buried these boxes, we didn't really think about parks the way we think about them today. There wasn't kind of the environmental movement that we have today. In 82, nobody really cared if you went to some of these parks with a shovel in your hand and dug a hole.
Right.
Today, that's not true.
Right.
And so there are some parks, like, for instance, one of the boxes is likely in San Francisco, and many people believe it's in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Parks Authority of Golden Gate Park, they kind of love this, and they say if you want to come and you have a spot in the park where you think it's buried, come apply for a permit, and if we think it's a decent solve, we'll send a ranger out there to accompany you, and you very kind of carefully and tactically dig a hole. Other places are just implacably against this. You know, they say, no way, don't come to our city, don't bring a shovel, we're not into this. And so this is one of the weird things about the puzzle, is that their boxes are hard to retrieve.
Well, you know, here's the reason I'm very fascinated by this. In one of the radio stations that I used to own, we had a contest, Find the Key. And we hid the key. And then we would get on the air, and we would give clues to where the key was. And if you found the key, you want a brand new car.
I like that.
But here was the problem that we had. And I got to tell you, the contest was a huge success. Everybody in town was looking for that key. But here's
right.
the difficulty we had, and that's why I asked you about the public or the private property. Right? People were going on to places like a McDonald's, who they deem as public, because you can go to McDonald's and buy a hamburger, all right? And that's private property. So we were having all of these businesses that were retail businesses and restaurants that people perceived to be public property, not realizing
yeah.
that they were private property, and then the fun began.
Well, totally. And look, it's a really interesting thing, and it's people love puzzles, they love mysteries, and people get really obsessed by this stuff. Once that happens, people kind of go crazy. They'll do anything. That is one of the real challenges of this puzzle. It's an amazingly inventive game, but it, by its very nature, kind of invites people to maybe do things they shouldn't do. So I always tell people, if you think you know where a box is, get permission to dig it up.
Again, you hit it out of the park. That's a great, great premise for a show. And
it's a great story,
oh, wow.
And I hope folks tune in, because when they hear about this guy in Boston and how he put this puzzle together and what he's found, it's really incredible.
Now, the two boxes that were found already, were they on public property?
Yes, one was in Grant Park in Chicago. The other was in a place called the Greek Cultural Garden in Cleveland. So both in public parks.
Oh, unbelievable. Well, that's great. Well, hey, Josh, again, the show is great. You're always welcome here. You know that. It's, of course, Expedition Unknown on Discovery. It airs on the Discovery Channel every Wednesday at 9 p.m., and its host, author, and brainchild is our guest, Josh Gates. Josh, we'll look forward to your next visit. Just don't make it so long from now, okay?
You got it, Ron. I'll be back soon.
Okay, thanks, Josh. An amazing guy. There's no questioning about it. Expedition Unknown, Josh Gates. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
That's going to wrap up our number one of Ron's Edgy today on this last weekend of the month. I want to thank my guests for joining us this first hour, and they include my pal of many years, Pat Boone, Dr. Michelle Oakley from National Geographic's Yukon Vet, Newt Gingrich calling in from Rome for the second time in about 3 weeks. Good to have him here on the show, and Josh Gates from Expedition Unknown. Next hour, she's the author of Leadership in Turbulent Times. She's America's premier presidential historian, Doris Kearns Goodwin. Tom Clayton's going to take us back to the good old days of the Wild West, talking about Wild Bill Hickok. And then Kelly Page will be telling us how to spend summer the better way with her blog. Coming up next hour.